Hello and welcome back to another episode of Around the World in 30 Minutes. And today we have Salam.
Abu Shaleh.
So today we're going to talk about something that's been going on for a while, mostly till summer, but we're going to talk about the Hong Kong protests. So do you know about these protests as of now?
How much? I did. I actually heard about them. So whenever I go on Twitter, the first headlines always comes up with like political news around the world and stuff like that. So I just, I get most of my news from Twitter, and then I look up like articles online and stuff. So I heard about the protests, and I was wondering what was going on. So this is the most recent one, correct?
Yeah, this is what started pretty much all of this year.
Yeah, so I heard about it from my parents and stuff like that, because they watch the news like all day. So yeah, I heard about it from them.
So what do you know about the protests so far?
So I know about people speaking up against the government. I know about the government trying to silence people. And that was something that I learned about because obviously, you know, people here are so, they take their freedom of speech for, like, they take it for advantage. Like, they use it to their advantage. They take it for granted, you know. So, no, like, just thinking of the fact that you can't say whatever you want whenever you want kind of, like, shocks me, you know, because I always say whatever I want to.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, like, obviously the secret police, which came out of nowhere, was silencing people that were protesting against the government because of, you know, things that they don't have enough food. They don't have enough, you know, freedom. So them just speaking up, and then these secret police coming out of nowhere and just shutting up all of them.
So pretty much for anyone who doesn't know, this protest started because of an extradition bill which came up in April, which pretty much meant that under certain circumstances, China could extradite criminal suspects to mainland China. So pretty much Hong Kong and China have always had this one country, two systems agreement, which pretty much says Hong Kong is a part of China, but doesn't have to go by their rules, which is why they have the freedom of speech and assembly and the freedom to press, which is something that a lot of people in China do not have, which is obviously one of the biggest downfalls of China, which it takes away a lot of your freedoms as it is a communist. It is a dictatorship. So that's one of the worst parts. So this led to a lot of protests, leading that China could extradite people from Hong Kong means that a lot of people were scared that their rights were going to be taken away. They thought it could lead to Hong Kong citizens to unfair trials and giving China more control over Hong Kong. That could let China target journalists and activists, which is something they obviously have a reputation for. So the bill was obviously suspended in September, but protests are getting more violent. So because the protests are all about rights and about what the government did, who do you think is in the wrong? Do you think the protesters are wrong for how they reacted? Or do you think the government is wrong for even letting this bill come out?
So China trying to take people from Hong Kong to the mainland China is already a problem because they're overstepping their boundaries. Number two, obviously the government is in the wrong. Now that's just, it's a human right that should be given to everyone, yet they are not there mindset-wise. So we don't want to, like, imply or, like, force our Western ideologies upon other people. But personally, I think it is a human right. You know, you should be able to speak up about your problems, your opinions, whatever it is. And journalists, obviously, they have, whenever they say anything, they're executed. They're killed secretly, which is interesting. So obviously the people are also in the wrong for violently trying to protest. Obviously peace protests are the only ways that things will change. Violent protests change things, but not all the time, obviously. So the Chinese people protesting is obviously a good thing because if they don't say anything, they're never going to get their rights, ever.
Of course.
So they need to protest against the government.
So do you think that they went way too far for protests? Because a lot of protests are obviously rallies and sometimes even parades and marches. But this protest took it to a whole new level. This is a new level of violence that has never been seen before. People were breaking windows, destructing property. Some people even died in the protest. Do you think that the protest took it way too far?
Honestly, yes. And no, because, yes, because things shouldn't be violent in the first place. But no, also because the Chinese government is never going to learn. They already have so much power, it's ridiculous. They are one of the P5s of the UN. You know, they have a huge voice. They can do whatever they want to. Their people can't. So the protests taking place in such a big way to, like, trying to tell the government, like, you need to step it up because, you know, we know our rights. We know that this can't happen and this can't happen. So the government saying that, like, you know, the people are, they're protesting, obviously, but it is getting too out of hand. But that is just to show the government that, like, you know, we got you. Like,
because of the fact that they're, like, protesting inside of Hong Kong, mm-hmm. they're not going against China. They're going against their own government. They're protesting against themselves, against the people that they elected into office. So I feel like there's definitely this big sense of a betrayal of trust mm-hmm. and a big sense of, like, oh, we elected you to do what's in our good, but now you're letting one of the biggest dictatorships and communists in the world to do a madness in our country. So don't you think that the protesters, because they're going in against their own country, did not have to get that violent?
Yeah, they definitely didn't have to get that violent. But also, they feel like they've been betrayed.
Of course.
Because if people are getting killed over a right they have, then obviously they feel like there's that level of trust that has been, you know, crossed.
But do you think people had the right to get angry? Because I'm sure the Hong Kong representatives, I'm sure the Hong Kong representatives or the officials would not have done this if they don't think there's a reason. Because even though China is a communist country, if a crime relates back to them, they do have some jurisdiction. They do accept that. Even if it goes to, like, us and Canada, if a crime happens that's related to us and Canada, we still have certain jurisdiction over that crime. So don't you think that China should be able to get part of this? Maybe not completely extraditing criminal suspects, but they're only going to extradite certain ones that have connection to their land. Don't you think they deserve that?
See, if they have connection to their land, they should have a say in it. I mean, obviously, China always has a say in everything, you know? That sounds petty, but, like, they have, you know, power, and they do have the right to, I guess. But see, if they're not giving their people right to talk, you know, to have freedom of speech, they shouldn't be able to have a say in something that, you know, I mean, it is overstepping their land, and I guess that, you know, is, but they are people who are from Hong Kong. I mean, it is a two system. So technically, people of Hong Kong, they shouldn't have gotten as violent in the protests, but since they, I guess they are overstepping Chinese land, I mean, that's kind of like a big part of it. That probably is a reason why China overstepped their boundaries and was like, hey, stop.
Because, like, so thinking about it in this way, if a criminal from that lives in Canada, mm-hmm. if he comes over here, commits something terrible, say murder, mm-hmm. and goes back to Canada, don't you think America has some ruling and some jurisdiction over that crime? Because a crime happened in America, mm-hmm. and most likely happened to an American suspect mm-hmm. or an American victim. So don't you think that if it was in this case, don't you think America has the right to extradite that criminal suspect too?
Yes, but America is not China. America does not have the same ideologies as China, or doesn't act upon the Chinese way of living. So personally, I would say, yes, obviously they should have a say in it, but they shouldn't have done what they did.
So you're saying they should have a say in how they should be executed or persecuted, mm-hmm. but China shouldn't be given full control.
Yeah, all right. Because obviously, they don't think the same way that Hong Kong thinks.
Of course.
So obviously, they're going to, like, meet ends.
That's definitely one of the biggest reasons that this protest came out, because of the difference in ideology. Mm-hmm. That's what led everyone to get so angry, so bent out of shape for it. Mm-hmm. So moving on, do you think that the bill would have gotten suspended if these violent protests have not taken place?
No.
No.
Because nothing happens unless action happens. Because people talking about something, I'm not going to compare it to anything, because you can't compare, you know, can victimize both sides and stuff like that. But to say nothing is going to happen without people protesting, because you need to people need to hear your voice. But it getting violent protests never do anything.
So you're saying that protests are okay, but if they weren't violent, do you think they still could have gotten the same action how quickly they did? Because sure, it did happen over the whole year, but it was just a few months from when the protest started to September. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that long a time. Do you think action would have happened that quickly if they didn't have
definitely
these
not definitely no. not no.
But do so because you think they it wouldn't have happened, do you agree with it?
I don't agree with it, but the outcome of it obviously was good for the people.
Yeah.
So, but I still don't think violence should have happened.
Yeah.
That's just personal, like.
Do you think there was another way they could have approached to get this to happen nearly this quick? Do you think there's anything else they could have done that they should have done?
Personally, I really don't have any, like, ideas or, like, thoughts about, you know, how they could have gotten it as fast as they did.
Sure.
But I just don't think that being violent, in a sense, was going to get them anywhere.
So, because obviously they elected these people. Mm-hmm. And in July, protesters even stormed Parliament, defacing parts of it. So these people got angry, and they went hard. They definitely didn't take any limitations when they went to these protests. Mm-hmm. It was experienced as Hong Kong's, and one of its, quote, violent and chaotic days on October 1st, even when China was celebrating its 70 years of Communist Party rule. So Hong Kong definitely has no sight of slowing down even now, even after the bill got suspended, they're still protesting. They're still going hard. Do you think that they need to calm down? Do you think that there's still a reason for them to protest?
What do you think? I think their whole reasoning to protest, you know, now, still going on, is because they want their point to be, like, no matter, like, even if you give them all their rights back or you say, oh, sorry, this didn't mean to happen, they still want full, you know, jurisdiction, like, they want to be, like, they want the law to be 100% correct.
Yeah.
They don't want any flaws. They don't want anything. Plus, also, like, the Chinese government, you know, is known to silence people really quickly. So I think this is just, you know, a way to show that, you know, oppression is not really, I don't know how to say this. Like, it's not something that you can just stop. You know, you have to make sure that people, they're getting what they want. That's why they're protesting in the first place.
So do you think that, how do I say this? So I feel like part of the reason that they're still protesting is because they're using that as a front for them being scared.
Because, oh, definitely. Oh, 100%.
Because I feel like they still have this betrayal of trust. Because mm-hmm. even though the bill was suspended in September, I think the biggest fact to them is they don't care if the bill was suspended anymore. The fact that hurts them the most is that the bill even came up in the first place, mm-hmm. especially in the amount of power they gave to China. Because mm-hmm. like we've already said, maybe China does need some jurisdiction because it is their country. They mm-hmm. still do have mm-hmm. certain areas and certain rights. But the fact that China would completely let China extradite criminal suspects, I think the whole chance that and the whole fact that that even got arose.
They gave them too much control. Yeah. Like, giving them some control is good because it didn't happen on their land, but not too much control because they don't have the same ideology. They just don't. So.
Yeah. So, because the bill was suspended, what do you think the protesters should do now? Do you think they need to die down? Do you think they should keep going until get the message? Or what do you think the government can respond with?
I think the government needs to take action. They need to show the people that it wasn't really a movement of betrayal, that they were just scared. I think the protesters personally need to kind of not, they need to make sure it's not violent, but they still need to protest. I think they need to still have a say in what happens because, I mean, they're two different systems. They want their ideology to be heard. So they still need to protest, but not in a violent way because violent protests, it's not going to get them anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it has been already suspended.
And I think the protest obviously weren't this bad before the bill came up, mm-hmm. but what an article from BBC stated was that the rights that Hong Kong people had that's not in China has been on a steady decline. That even before this whole thing came up, the rights have still been on a decline. The government has become more harsh and more rash with their decisions. I think that's one of the reasons that protests are still going at it, because they still feel like they can't trust the government.
Mm-hmm. I feel like also whenever people go through change, they're not going to be able to accept it straight up. You know, they're going to have to, you know, have their point of view, like, of course, heard.
And I think one of the reasons is looking at other countries, you know, they can see, like, oh, in America, they have all these rights. Oh, in Europe, they have all these rights. Oh, in Canada, they have all these rights. Why are we different? And I think that China, or that Hong Kong was trying to get away from China for so long that they kind of gave up on that. Mm-hmm. I feel like because they gave up on that, their rights are slowly decreasing. Because mm-hmm. even those two different systems, they're right next to each other. So mm-hmm. China definitely has a lot of influence on them. And a lot of people don't see themselves as Chinese. But do you think that the protesters should die down?
Yes and no. Yes, violently. No, peacefully.
Is there a certain thing you think the government can easily do to show Hong Kong citizens that we're still with you, that we're still protecting your freedom?
They need to take act. They need to speak in front of everyone and say, "Listen, guys, we are not betraying you. We're just protect." So technically, they really are protecting their people by giving China some control. Because if China didn't have any control, they would be very, let's just say, they needed some control, or they would have been like, "Hey, listen, like, this happened on our land, so we're gonna come into your land and we're gonna mess with you."
So had a reason behind it.
Exactly, definitely. So giving them full control might have not been the right thing to do, but it did, after all, you know, let them still have their own control. So, like, I mean, Hong Kong, it is a different system overall, and they are still fighting for their freedom, you know? Yeah. So, really, it is kind of like, here's some control and leave us alone, then here's no control, come into our land and fight us. So
you think that the government should still go through with the bill, but just put a lot more restrictions on it?
I don't think they should go through with the bill.
You don't think they should go through with it at all? Because right now, China has no jurisdiction. I think that's what made them so angry in these past years.
Maybe they... I don't know. I don't know.
All
right. I don't know, to be honest, because, like, either way, there's going to be some problems.
Yeah, of course.
Because people don't want change.
Yeah.
They want what they know. They want their freedom. Because Hong Kong has always been more... It's been the center point of China for so long. It's the Western land. There, it's where tourists come in. It's where businesses go in. And I know English is, like, isn't it their second spoken language?
Yeah,
in Hong Kong. So it's kind of like, it's pretty much the mainland of the Western world. People go there to, you know, tour. They go there to look at the business, so many other things. So they are obviously also influenced by Western ideology. So that's kind of like balancing it out.
Yeah, for sure. So going back to what you said earlier about the government should say, "We're with you, we're here for you, we're doing this all for you," how do you think they can say that to make people actually believe? Because I'm sure the government can easily say in a speech, "Oh, we're here for you, we're fighting for you,
yeah.
we're not mm-hmm. fighting you, I don't know what you guys are talking
yeah.
about."
Yeah.
They can say all of that as much as they want, mm-hmm. but who's to say they're actually going to be heard, and who's to say they're actually going to be listened to by the people?
Mm-hmm. So, personally, I don't know, to be honest, because, like, the government could do so much to be like, "Hey, guys, like, we are here for you," you know? But no one's going to believe them because, you Definitely. Know, politicians, people say a lot. Do they actually do it?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So maybe them having a, like, I don't know. It's just them, like, saying we are who we are and, you know, yeah. we are different than China. We have different ideologies. So, like, it's just like, I don't know how to say this. Like, they can do a lot to kind of show, you know, we are different than China. Here's our system. Here's our ideology, and here's how it's different from China. And this is how it's going to stay. It's not going to change. Because they don't want change, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, so them stepping up and being like, hey, guys, we're not changing.
One of the biggest things could also be the fact that they said suspended the bill, mm-hmm. and that the people could think it's coming back.
Yeah. That could be, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
All right, I think it was good. Thank you so much, Salam. And I'll see you all next time.